It's that time, Anthony. It's that time once again that we love.
That's right. Change the batteries in your smoke detectors.
Yes, but also hang out with us. We're doing a hangout Wednesday, October 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Now, it may be confusing to you, but this is the September hangout.
Yes, obviously. October 11th means the September hangout.
And
I don't know why that would be...
will be at a later date.
Yes, obvious. Why is that not clear?
Anyway, go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to get more details about this September hangout that's happening on October 11th. 11th. Don't at me.
That's a good point. That's the gashapon economy.
That's the gashapon economy. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Special hello to our patrons. Who are getting, like, good Lord, the preamble to this episode. Patrons always get the preambles.
Yeah. They're getting longer and longer, is what's happening.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They're getting, like, two additional episodes.
Episode now.
Sorry about that talk that we just had, guys. We'll get into it. We will get into it. Jeff, sleep.
Okay.
That's a command.
I hate it when you hypnotize me. You have to warn a fella before you hypnotize him. 12 minutes of preamble was just all a long play hypnotization.
That was it. I was just using a lot of neuro-linguistic programming techniques on you. A lot of MK-12 shit. We've done a few episodes about sleep. I don't think we talk about sleep on the show as much as I constantly talk and think about sleep in my life.
Well, I love sleep. I've always loved sleep. And now that I have a 1 year old, I fetishize sleep like I never did before. It is an unattainable mistress at this point.
Don't you, can't you just like run a little, run your car's like tailpipe in through the kid's window and just like for 3-4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the beginning of the night, just put them right out.
Yeah.
That's what my parents used to do for me.
That explains a lot, Anthony. Yeah.
They used to put a little bit of whiskey on a cotton ball and then hand me the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know what the cotton ball was for.
Just the prep.
Used to sleep like a baby. I'm preoccupied with why I must sleep.
Why we must sleep.
Why must I sleep?
Once when I was, I don't know, 15, telling my dad, I remember this. He was in the garage doing some shit. I was 15 or 16, like head full of ideas, thinking I just know everything. You know, you're a teenager. You just feel like nobody's ever thought these thoughts before.
Yeah. Here's something you never thought of.
Yeah.
Humanity.
And I went, hey, dad, what if sleep's just a habit? And we can just break it. We can just break that. How we just wean ourselves off of it.
And he's like, yeah. What if we're living in a computer simulation?
Yeah.
I get it. What if you're a butterfly dreaming you're a man? Shut the fuck up, kid.
My dad said, have you been smoking the marijuana?
Yeah, congratulations on discovering pot.
Yeah, exactly. No, he laughed and said, try it. Go ahead. Try to wean yourself from sleep.
Yo.
Be my guest.
That is not the sort of thing that you could say in my house. Because anything like that was taken as an invitation to an experiment and a challenge. If my dad was like, just try not to sleep, I'd be like, fuck you, dad.
Yeah.
And then literally I would just not sleep for 3 days.
My dad would be like, I'll come in your room at 5 a.m. when you are being a teenager and wanting to sleep till noon. And I'll come in at 5 a.m. and wake you up when you see how much you think it's a fucking habit.
Yeah. I've often wondered about it. There are so many theories about it. There are theories of our brain needs to defragment. There's a chemical balance that needs to be reset.
It's the a resting state for an inherently complex series of things that are going on in your brain.
Yeah.
And that's what dreams are, is like... filtering all that out. You need to sleep, you need to decompress, your brain needs a rest.
Needs to make sense of of all the input you took in during the day.
Yeah.
There's also this idea that like we shut down all non-essential systems. We basically go into like any sci-fi movie you've ever seen where like the ship needs to go down into like shut down all non-essential systems and the light goes red.
Yeah.
That's what sleep is.
Your ship went sleepy time.
Yeah, your ship goes sleepy time because your brain is not fully powering, your brain and your body aren't fully powering all the systems that they normally do. You can heal faster. You can rest better. You can, you know, all that stuff. But all of this really comes back to two things. Number one, evolutionarily, sleep doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, it's a level of vulnerability that certainly doesn't make sense from an evolutionary standpoint.
Yeah, there's no, we are either leaving ourselves open to attack or missing out on half a day's worth of things we can attack.
Yeah, prime food gathering time, prime hunting time.
Why on earth would we sleep at night? The little things that we want to eat can't fucking see us at night.
Exactly.
Let's get them.
Right.
No. Instead, I'll turn into a fucking lump.
Yeah. A little vulnerable lump for the other things to eat me.
Yeah.
So easily.
So that makes no sense. It makes no sense to... So that makes no sense. The second thing is, what if I told you we just discovered a brainless animal that sleeps?
First of all, brainless animal, crazy.
Not really.
Well, I guess there's a lot of brainless animals, huh?
Yeah.
A brainless animal that sleeps?
Yeah, so...
How do we know it sleeps?
Well, Jeff...
Because it goes... Wee, 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 wee.
Yeah, little Z's come out of it.
Wee, 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 wee.
And it gets so adorable. So a lot of our theories about sleep have to do with, like, look, the brain just needs it. Mm-hmm. I know we're leaving ourselves vulnerable because we need to recharge this thing.
Right.
That makes us so superior.
You'll go insane if you try to not sleep because your brain needs it. But this guy got no brain.
This guy got no brain.
Why does he need it?
Sleep deprivation can kill you, but this guy got no brain. And he needs sleep.
So explain to me how we know this dude is sleeping.
Sure. So first of all, I should let you know.
Who is this dude?
His name is Steven. I'll tell you about this thing, Jeff. I'll tell you who Guy is. Guy is jellyfish.
Oh.
Guy is specifically a jellyfish named Cassiopeia. It is a jellyfish that has been around for, like, Lord, probably 700 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're ancient. They're from a group called Cnidarians. Which sounds like something from DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
It does.
Like the Cnidarians are coming. Yeah.
Or a planet that Star Trek found. And they had a really interesting interaction with.
Yeah, and it's like CNID, so it's like Cnidarians? I don't know.
But they got no brains.
Yeah. So, 700 million years ago, Cassiopeia. This is the type of jellyfish. And they were sitting around, three PhD students were sitting around, and they were like, do we know that jellyfish sleep? And like one of the other students was like, well, of course they do. And it's like, well, why would they sleep? They don't have brains. They have a distributed network of basically nerve endings.
Right.
And the guy's like, well, no, they don't then. And it's like, well, do they or don't they? And so they were like, all right, well, let's check it out.
Let's get some funding.
Yeah. Cause I mean, look, everything that has a brain sleeps. And if you don't have a brain, why would you sleep? So here's what's up. They brought in these jellyfish and they decided to test them for three different things that are important to identify sleep.
They turned on a really delightful lullaby.
Yeah, sure. They got a white noise machine.
They got some of those
scented
candles.
Which you don't need because they're ocean sounds.
Yeah.
And jellyfish got that already.
they're just awash in ocean sounds.
They're just like, there's some guy standing over the jellyfish's tank going, shh. And the jellyfish is like, I'm literally already in water. Why are you? You don't need to do that. Carol, you don't need to do that.
The
I'm
scented
fine.
Candles were really an overreach as well. They didn't need to do any of that shit.
If you had to guess what the three characteristics are of sleep, if scientists needed to look at something and say that is a sleeping thing versus a dead thing versus an unconscious thing versus a resting thing.
Okay. So it's not moving, but that could be dead or unconscious.
Uh-huh.
It's not moving, but it will move again, maybe.
What is dead will never die.
Yeah. what else? I mean, I would assume that it had something to do with brain activity in a motionless state, but there's no brain here.
Right.
So we can't test that.
That's exactly what they want to test, though. Like, these three characteristics of sleep should really only appear in an animal with a brain because it needs brain to sleep, right? Here are the three characteristics. Number one is called reversible quiescence. Mm. So the jellyfish are inactive, but they are not paralyzed or in a coma.
All right. So quiescence being inactivity, but it's reversible, meaning you wake up.
Yeah.
Kind of what I said. Yeah. Not moving and then moving.
Yeah. And so the way they test that is they look at the jellyfish's movements, found out the jellies were 30% less active at night, but when they drop food into the tank, the creatures can move again as quickly as they always did. Reversible quiescence.
Okay, so they chillin'.
Number two, increased arousal threshold.
That happens when I sleep
wink,
too.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm sleeping, that happens.
Doesn't, I mean, it happened more when I was a teenager.
Yeah, but sometimes I still wake up with an increased arousal state.
Sure. No, but what this means in this case is it is more difficult to get the animal's attention. They got to be woken up, right?
Okay. More difficult than just not moving.
So your arousal threshold right now is I go, hey, Jeff. And you just look.
Right.
Right. Your arousal threshold when you're asleep is I go, hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Jeff.
Shut up. No, go away.
Jeff, why am I in your house? Can you figure that out?
Get out of my fucking house.
Jeff, it's a puzzle.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you solve the puzzle?
Why are you in here?
Better question, where are your wife and child?
Please don't notice my increased arousal state.
So for the jellyfish, what they did was they put the sleeping jellies in containers with removable bottoms, lifted the containers to the top of their tank, and then pulled out the bottom.
What? That's a horrible way to wake up.
If the jellyfish were awake, they'd immediately swim to the floor of the tank, but if they were asleep, they'd kind of just float around.
Wow.
So it took
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it took them a little time to be like, what? Why
it's
am I?
It's literally like the like shake your buddy thing. And if your buddy, you know, or what's the little test to make sure that like firefighters have that thing where they like hurt someone. And if they're actually unconscious, they.
Oh, that's toxic masculinity.
Oh, okay.
So, you know how you like one of the researchers was like, you know how you wake up with vertigo? He's like, I pretend that maybe there's a possible chance that the jellyfish feel this. They're sleeping and they wake up, and as they're floating around their tank where they're not supposed to be, they're like, whoa! Whoa.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But
these guys are literally doing frat pranks on jellyfish.
Jelly pranks. Jelly pranks! And then third, the quiescent state must be homeostatically regulated, which means they have to feel a biological drive to sleep, and if they don't sleep, they suffer somehow.
Oh, God, how do we figure out that? How do we figure out that they suffer if they don't sleep?
So they what they needed to do was figure out a way to get the jellyfish to pull an all-nighter.
Exactly. This is just jelly college.
It's just jelly college, my dude.
Yeah.
So what they did was they poked them every 20 minutes.
Oh, no, they didn't, really? Until it died?
Yeah, well, no. Until they died.
Thank God.
Until they were taken to a jellyfish farm upstate.
Oh, good.
No, and they swim now, and they have all kinds of space.
I'm glad. I'm glad
to
hear
that.
And
I'm sure we'll get pictures from your favorite
jelly.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Buddy, yeah.
Okay, thank God. I would hate to think
that we killed them. In the meantime, look at this new jellyfish I got you.
Oh, a new one, but I kind of missed the old one.
Yeah, but look at this guy. He wants to play.
Okay, no, he's so cute.
Yeah, and then like in 3-4 weeks, if you still want to see the other one, just let me know. what they did was they poked them with basically just like little pulses of water. So just like little water jets underwater, little bubbles against them.
Okay.
And they did
put
that
them in a jacuzzi.
Yeah. And that was not good for them. That was not good. When they don't know whether it was the chlorine or the heat, but that's just more experiments, more science to be done. You know what I mean?
The jets, though. That was the important part.
That was the important part. So every 20 minutes for an entire night. And then the following day, the creatures swam around in a daze, and the next night couldn't get any work done, couldn't focus, were just like a little irritable.
Yeah.
And we're like opening like 30 tabs, but they didn't know why.
I got news for these jellyfish. They should not have kids.
No.
Because that is just going to ruin their productivity.
So the following day, they swam around in a daze, and then the next night, just like human beings, they slept especially deeply to make up for it. These jellies is sleeps.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
That's really crazy, right? So they ran a few more studies. They brought in a couple advisors. Because remember, these are PhD candidates. So they're doing student. So they brought in professors. They brought in people to oversee.
They're like, guys, you got
to
see this.
You got to see this.
We kept these dudes up all night and now they're super tired.
Okay, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And also, we didn't approve this experiment. And also, where did these jellyfish come from? And the answer was Kickstarter.
Yeah.
There are so many jellyfish tanks on Kickstarter. Have you noticed? Jellyfish tanks and smartwatches and coffee makers.
That's what Kickstarter's for.
That's what it's for. So here's what's up. It shows that sleep is much more basic than we thought it was.
That kind of weirds me out that if there's no brain, then it has not anything to do with a necessity of the brain. But does that necessarily...
So why sleep?
Well, maybe distributed nerve system in this case has the same requirements as brain.
Maybe. I mean, this means that sleep is a is basically a conserved behavior. So, and it arose millions of years ago, which is earlier than we thought sleep came into being.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The body needs sleep. The body itself, not just the brain.
There's something that we just fundamentally need to conserve.
Right.
Which is crazy because this brings up all kinds of other questions, which is like, if we need to conserve, but we can figure out why we need to conserve, can we reverse that? Do I need to sleep?
I would fucking tell my dad that I was right the whole time. I would just like shove it in his face.
And he'd be like, Jeff, you're 57 years old. Time to like give up this petty
dad,
bullshit.
God damn it. Jellyfish.
Jeff.
Look, I ran a Kickstarter.
Wait, hold on. I'm not doing a voice for your dad. Jeff.
That's good.
It's pretty good, right?
Accurate.
I'm basically doing Bob Hoskins as Super Mario.
That's my dad, though. He's a plumber.
I know. Yeah, Jeff.
It's all accurate.
What do you need? Listen, I love you, and I'm proud of you.
I love you too, Dad.
All right. Now shut up about the jellyfish.
But I was wrong.
I know. Yeah, because if I can reverse sleep, you know I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I never want to sleep again.
No.
There are some people that love sleep.
I love sleep, too, but I don't want to do it every day.
No. God, no. I'd rather not.
Yeah. If I could feel awesome and not sleep, are you kidding me?
Dude, every time I read about some, like, military-grade drug, like, every couple of years, like, Wired or somebody will, like, write an article about whatever the new military thing is that's, like... Yeah. They're up for 96 hours and they don't get tired.
The military, to their credit, understands the loss of productivity with sleep.
Yes.
They're like, we are funding and housing and training these dudes and we're getting only like, what, 60% of their time?
Please.
That is a bad investment.
That's ridiculous.
That is a bad investment.
Lights out at 10, they're up at 5. We're losing 7 fucking hours from these creeps.
Let's get some science on this.
Here's my thing. They say every few years, here's a drug that like keeps them up for 4 days, 5 days, and there's no loss. There seems to be no loss of anything.
Yeah, until they keel over.
Here's the one thing that the military is not looking for is like, you know how when you're like really, really tired, you just like, you act more impulsively and you do what you're told more.
Yeah. They're like, cool.
We don't need to get rid of that.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
They're like, oh yeah, they're just as strong and they react to things just as quickly. It's like, cool, cool, cool. I need to make sure I'm not zombie.
No. Military, we want you to be zombie.
Military doesn't necessarily care.
Can we make you more zombie?
Can awake, but zombie? Can we forget pill helmet,
ooh,
make you move?
Yes.
You sleep all the time.
Yes. And no talk back.
Yeah. If I could get rid of sleep, I would snap my fingers and get rid of sleep in myself forever.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think we're on the same page about that. And
meanwhile,
any kind of
I think
snap our fingers and
not eat.
Not eat. Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I think like my wife would not get rid of sleep. My wife is like, no, I like sleep. I like sleeping. I like napping.
Yeah, I do too. I love it all, but I would give it up in a heartbeat.
I would fucking give it up in a moment.
Yeah.
I would give it
but
up.
I've always been
a terrible sleeper as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm an amazing sleeper. I'm out in a second. I don't have a problem going to sleep.
The only place I can sleep instantly is airplanes.
Yeah, I'm like that too. And cars.
Anywhere else?
Yeah. Anywhere that I could, you know, I should be awake and alert, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Behind the wheel of any large vehicle, yeah. I am just like, boy, sawing logs. Or letting a payload of very heavy logs fall into the road,
yeah,
as I topple yet another 18-wheeler.
But you know what? That is still an open case that we shouldn't discuss it.
No, absolutely not. The mysteries of sleep, y'all.
Yeah.
Would you get rid of sleep if you could?
It's crazy that my brain doesn't need... Maybe it's not just that it's not associated with the brain, but when the brain is in the mix, it also needs it.
I mean, that's the other thing.
Everything needs it and brain.
Yeah, like it could be that the more complex your brain gets, the more sleep is super required.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah,
but this does open up a bunch of interesting questions. Would you get rid of sleep if you could? And what do you think sleep is for? You can let us know on Twitter. You can hashtag those jellyfish. Mm. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you've seen a story like this that you think is interesting, Twitter is not the place. Don't send it to Twitter with the hashtag jellyfish.
No, we'll sleep on that.
No, send it to the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns, or the subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
Or wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That one works.
For that. Signal flares.